Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guests on this weekend show are Lillian Henke. She is a senior at North Mac High School, and Dimitri Lewis, a senior at Carlinville High School, and welcome to the show. Today, our topic of conversation is the Macoupin County CEO program and a special presentation that will be coming up on Saturday, February the 8th, that was done by the CEO program. And Lillian, we'll start with you. And first off, tell us a little bit about how you got started with the CEO program and sort of what has it been like to be in the program.
Okay, so I first heard about it last year when the group of kids from my school had a little presentation with Pete there. And I was like, you know what, this sounds really interesting, and why not at least apply for it, which the online applications are open for the new year. And so I just filled out the application and I sent it in. Pete said that there was about 77 applications and only 20 students were allowed in. And I've just had a really awesome time. We've been on many business visits, we've had many guest speakers, and we're learning so much about how to run a business. And we will be applying this to our individual businesses and our class business, which is what we're doing right now. The class business is a country concert. It's called the McCountry CEO Down. It is going to be Saturday, February 8th at the Carnival High School Gym from 7 to 10 p.m. We have Brushville and Brosif playing. The money that we make off of these, the concert, it will be seed money for our individual businesses so we can have them and start them up by the end of the school year.
Dimitri, you can tell us about your involvement with CEO program and how you got started in it.
I first heard about CEO my freshman year. One of my friends who was a senior at the time, he was a part of CEO, and he kind of just told me about it, and I just kind of decided this is something I wanted to do. I just kind of wanted to step into the business world and see how things ran and kind of dip my toe in that, mostly because my dad was wanting to start a business around that time, and so I figured this might help in the future. So I figured it would be a good opportunity to learn as much as I can about business.
So do you have any aspirations of starting your own business?
As far as right now goes, I'm not entirely sure, other than starting that business at the end of the year for CEO. But like I said, I just figured it would help with my dad, his endeavor.
So you alluded to that you'll be putting on a country concert come February 8th. And if you would, maybe you could tell us a little bit about how the decision was made to have the concert as far as your class presentation for this year.
We had like a brainstorming session so that we would have this class business. And there were many ideas thrown out, and then we ended up narrowing it down to two main ideas, a country concert and a Christmas extravaganza type thing. We had to present both ideas to the board members for CEO, and I was actually part of the Christmas group, so I presented with the Christmas group, and then the country concert group, and they went up and they presented. And then the board members were going to talk to some of the other board members that weren't there that day, and the board members actually decided which one that we were allowed to go ahead with. And so that's how that got decided, and so then everybody went in to this country concert, and we've just expanded it to where it is now.
I imagine you both have responsibilities as far as this upcoming concert, and Lillian, we'll start with you. Sort of what has been your responsibilities with the upcoming February 8th event?
Well, I was kind of working in the marketing, and so was Reagan, who set up this interview. I was to be contacting the newspapers, really. That's what my part was in the marketing. There was also the financials and concessions and I think one or two more groups. And all of us were separated into those and then given more detailed assignments.
How about you, Dimitri? What have you been working on for the concert?
With this concert, there's been a lot of moving parts with it, and so there's been a lot of little jobs. For instance, we're going to have concessions available for anybody that can come in and buy food throughout the night. And I've also been part of making up the script for the night, essentially, you know, introducing the bands and everything when they come on and all that kind of stuff. My role is more so night of.
As far as the entertainment come February the 8th, could you tell us a little bit about the bands?
like the name kind of suggests, it's a country concert, so obviously they're country bands. They're kind of more like a pop country, kind of almost.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get something like that.
Brushville is from Bloomington, Illinois, and then Brosov is from Beardstown.
And for those who would like to attend, how do you go about getting tickets for the event?
There's a couple different ways. The first and easiest way for most people would be going online. We have a website linked it on Facebook on our Macoupin County CEO page, where you can click on the little events and then the ticket, and it will take you to the website so you can buy your tickets there. I've been selling tickets in person to people, going up to family and friends, and sometimes even strangers. And then there's going to be a few different spots where you can go into businesses and buy them there. I know in Palmyra they have it at the number 7.
Here in Carlinville we have a couple set up at Hawthorne, the coffee shop on the square. We have some set up at C&B, I believe.
And will tickets be available at the door as well?
Yes, they can. Tickets will be for adults $25. For students, which includes college students, they're going to be $15. And then kids under 7 are free.
Lillian Henke, Dimitri Lewis, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County. And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.